Hey guys, you're tuned in to Rewarding Self-Love with me, Dani, and I want to talk about how to build and retain valuable relationships. And I guess we should first clarify what it constitutes as a valuable relationship. And I'm sourcing from marriage.com and Forbes, so that's what I'll be reading right now. According to marriage.com, being valued in a relationship means more than just telling a person that you enjoy having them around. It encompasses various behavioral traits that indicate that the person matters to you and that you want to look out for them in all ways. And from a Forbes article, a 2018 Forbes article, a writer breaks down what it means to have a valuable relationship through an acronym. So I'm going to share that too. And for the writer, they wrote, V is for vulnerable. A is for authenticity. L for level-headed. U for upfront. And E for empathy. And I have to agree with that writer, because if you are not demonstrating that in your friendship, romantic relationships, where can that person feel valued really? If they don't receive those traits, something to think about. And I'll admit, I have struggled with retaining friendships, at least friendships that I feel bring value. And that sounds harsh. No, I should say friendships that are equally valuable. And I feel like I struggle with that for a few reasons. I've learned that I'm the kind of friend that really likes to hang out, really likes to go to brunches, plan get-togethers, and you know, catch up often. And I know everyone is not like that. So in previous years, what ended up happening was when that wasn't reciprocated, the effort to hang out, the effort to check in, I took that as, okay, I'm not really one of the people that really matters to them right now. Let me kind of take a seat back. And it probably wasn't even the case. They probably just had a lot going on in their life where they weren't able to check out and say, hey girl, how you been? Because they're trying to get their lives together. And because of that, I do have a small friend circle. And also, I'm a daughter of four girls. So me and my sisters are very close. My youngest sister, Gabby, is my best friend. So I feel like because I have great relationships with my sisters, I don't have to try to build friendships, have to try to make other friendships last or put in the effort if they're not doing it as well. And that, I mean, thinking back on it, actually, what made me think back on like my history with friends was a podcast I listened to. It's called Jemele Hill is Unbothered. Y'all should know. If you don't know, please look her up on Spotify, YouTube. Those are the platforms I know right now at the top of my head. But yes. And there was an episode. Let me check really quick. I have it open on my Spotify. It's episode 238, and it's titled Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, Sisterhood is Resistance. I'm assuming that's actually her book that she's a therapist and author and a podcast host, and she wrote the book. Let me make sure so I'm not messing it up. Sisterhood Heals. And they talked about how Black sister circles bring healing and a sense of community. And I agree. I do want a group of friends that I can turn to in times of need. I feel like right now I have friends kind of divided, and I check in with them and we hang out when we can. And there isn't that sense of, girl, she can hear in my tone that I'm not right, and she comes and check on me. Like Taraji P. Henson had mentioned in an interview. I don't have that outside of my sister, my biological sisters, but I would love to have that with other friendships and like new friends. I will say I do also have girlfriends who I call my sisters. I also feel even in that group, there's still some division. There's still some conversations that we can't always say because there's, I don't think there's, for me, I don't feel like my wall is fully down in terms of being vulnerable about like what I'm going through or being very transparent about how I'm feeling or how that period in my life where I feel like I didn't want to get out of my room. I feel like I couldn't really say that because, again, I have that with my biological sisters. And I also learned from my family that you should never have a friend that knows everything about you. So with that in mind, I do kind of feel like I am, some of my actions have caused me to lose friendships. And I would love to have to, you know, check in and rebuild friendships that I believe still have value, and also build new friendships that reciprocate that effort that's needed to nurture and retain that friendship. I really feel like I probably should have asked a friend therapist to come have this conversation with me. I would definitely love to dive back in. And until then, I'm going to close it here and ask you guys if you feel like you have valuable relationships that you can share and that you have learned have been helpful, and maybe also share in the comments how your valuable relationships in your life have made an impact and how you navigate your life in general. I hope this is helpful. Until next time.